His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast through the weekend. Partly sunny, windy, and colder today. Temperatures falling through the 40s. Clear and cold tonight around 20. Tomorrow sunny, mid-40s. On Sunday, cloudy with some rain late. Lower 50s. And Monday, periods of rain 55 to 60. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. Well, the Sunday of the Country Food Drive, collecting food for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Families who rely on the Sunday of the Country Food Drive, providing traditional meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas, won't be disappointed, according to the program director, Bill Anstett. Despite it being something of a struggle this year for the organization to meet its funding goals, the group, which distributes holiday baskets at food pantries throughout the tri-state region, relies on private donations and fundraisers. Anstett said plainly, the funding is, quote, not as good as last year, end quote. Working with several food pantries in the region, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive serves hundreds of families stretching from Amenia, Ancrum, Dover, Millerton, Pauling, and Wasaic in New York, and in Lakeville, Sharon, Cornwall, and Canaan, Connecticut. It also has served numerous pantries in Massachusetts throughout its time. In addition to the holiday baskets, Anstett said the organization responds to individual needs that might arise during the year. If you'd like to donate or purchase raffle tickets that they are now selling, you can go to the sundayinthecountry.org food drive website, email sundayinthecountry@gmail.com, or call 518-267-9865. Or you can send checks to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. The Republican-led Dutchess County Legislature failed in its quest to shrink its size from 25 to 21 in the November 2nd elections, with over 67% of the voters rejecting the measure and only 32% of voters supporting the idea. A total of 37,000 votes were cast against the proposal versus 17,724 in favor, according to the results from the Dutchess County Board of Elections on Monday. In Connecticut, Governor Lamont has gone against the FDA, calling for all adults to receive the booster. Local doctors say they would prefer to wait for the FDA's decision on administering the adult booster vaccinations, despite the governor's call for vaccinations. Quote, my personal opinion is that we should wait for the approvals before we release any drug or vaccine to the public in any broad way, end quote, from Dr. Thomas Balsack, the chief clinical officer at Yale New Haven Health, Dr. Justin Lundby of Waterbury Hospital, and Dr. Husseini Kermalti of St. Mary's also agreed. Quote, I'm all about science. What we're doing is undermining science and, more importantly, the authority of the FDA. If you have politicians coming out and saying do it, I think it undermines the FDA. The folks who are doubters are worried about what the federal government's influence over their lives are, and this is only going to convince them that, from Lundby, the vaccination is a political rather than scientific issue in this country. Central Hudson Gas and Electric customers can expect to see bills slightly decrease this year and gas bills slightly increase as part of a new three-year rate structure. The rates for the duration of the agreement are significantly lower than the plan initially pitched by Central Hudson, the Service Commission said, while still promoting energy efficiency, green initiatives like geothermal energy and infrastructure to increase resilience amid storms and other factors. The changes come at a time when the utility reliability is in the spotlight amid a string of weather events that have caused residents to lose power for hours and, in some cases, days at a time. Climate change has been largely blamed for the increase in frequency and ferocity of the storms. The new rates will go into effect December 1st. Central Hudson reports that the plan, the Service Commission said the average monthly electric bill would decrease by 33 cents the first year, increase by $1.72 in the second year, and increase by $1.82 in the third year. The average monthly gas bill increases each year by $1.64, $2.17, and $1.50, respectively. Blantyre, a 120-year-old gilded-age cottage, has been sold for $15 million to Clark Lydia, an investor and real estate developer specializing in historical preservation of gilded-age estates, and Ken Fulk, an interior designer. The purchase price for multiple parcels on the Blantyre and Patterson Roads was $15 million, according to documents filed last week. The transaction includes a transfer of a special permit for a dramatic $90 million expansion of the 110-acre resort as approved at a Lenox Zoning Board meeting in July of 2020, followed by a written decision filed with the registry in October. TGIF Super Supper, not just soup, there's a free supper that includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. It's a monthly takeaway available to all while supplies last. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door, 3:30 to 5:30. Reserve yours and your family's by calling 860-337-2470. In Cornwall, the annual town meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m., Ancrum Opera House concludes their fall season with Real People, Real Stories, Taconic Hills. It concludes the season at Taconic Hills. This year, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders from the Taconic Hills Central School will take the stage to share their stories. The event will be streamed online for free. You can reserve at ancrumoperahouse.org. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield presenting Alfred Hitchcock's silent thriller The Lodger on Saturday the 20th at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. Joanna Seaton and Donald Sosin will provide live vocal percussion and keyboard accompaniment. The duo based in Lakeville has performed all over the U.S. and Europe for over 25 years. A donation is $12. Showtime is 7 p.m. Refreshments are available. More information at info@oldmoviemusic.com. Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is on again this year. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or honor someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed in the Sharon Town Hall lobby between November 25th and December 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789. The form can be dropped in the drop box located at the rear of Sharon Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a new tapas menu. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,870.95, the NASDAQ at 15,993.71, and the S&P 500 at 4704.54. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.